The political, religious, and medical views presented on various shows heard on American Voice Radio Network are not necessarily the views held by the management of American Voice Radio and are not presented as an endorsement by this network. All statements heard on American Voice Radio are the sole responsibility and opinion of those who speak the particular statement.
You've just defended yourself with a gun. You've been booked for manslaughter, but it was self-defense. You go to court. Your bail is set at $100,000, but the legal defense you subscribe to doesn't cover that much. You still have legal jeopardy ahead, which would wind up costing even more money and time, and now you're beginning to really worry. Self-Defense Fund provides bail up to $100,000. We are a comprehensive litigation membership backing you on appeals, legal expenses, court costs, and more. Discover selfdefensefund.com for yourself. Any weapon, any state, anytime.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show. We're going to be talking about some of the medications that put your kidneys at risk, but more specifically, your decongestant over-the-counter drugs. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to be talking about some what our modern food science is doing to our health. And we're going to talk about that kind of two extensive segments today, so I doubt we'll have time for anything else. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are too. Hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face. Well, you know what? I came across some interesting segments of the Holy Bible that talks about the seven spirits of God. I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but the first spirit of God is the spirit of truth, and you can read about that in John 16. The second spirit is the spirit of holiness. Romans 1 covers that, and the saints are called, God selects them, and so they're called by God, and they live by faith. Then there's the spirit of faith, 2 Corinthians 4, and it's written that saints have the same spirit of faith as the Almighty. Then there's the spirit of wisdom, Ephesians chapter 1. It enlightens the saints with God's revelation, gives them hope and purpose. Then there's the spirit of power that's discussed in 2 Timothy 1. The saints are not confounded or fearful, and the spirit of power provides them love and a sound mind. The spirit of grace, mentioned in Hebrews 10, means the saints are not ashamed of Jesus Christ or God, and they reprove those who mock or reject him. And then lastly, the seventh spirit is the spirit of glory. 1 Peter chapter 4, the saints suffer in Christ's name and are partakers of his glory. Amen to that. So if not in the Bible, do so. You'll get some peace there. and draw close to God, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, Merck is under fire. They're in court out in California. They're being accused of fast-tracking the Gardasil HPV vaccine for solely financial gain. And the judge is not throwing it out. The drug company is going to have to prove the effectiveness of their drug. So the WHO has these Vigi Access databases. And it included 85,329 reports of adverse reactions after patients got the Gardasil vaccination. So serious reactions in the report listed cardiac events, syncope, seizures, epilepsy, 37,699 documented nervous system disorders, 533 cases of debilitating postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, and 389 sudden deaths. Now, in 2016, this case was filed in the Superior Court, State of California. They're moving ahead with it. And it concerns a 16-year-old girl who was suddenly diagnosed with the tachycardia syndrome, a debilitating condition. It took over her whole body after she got the third dose of the vaccine. She was a cheerleader and in sports in school, and now she's pretty much disabled. Merck is being accused of fraud and deceit, negligent misrepresentation, the use of defective products, inadequate warnings, medical malpractice, and medical battery. Now, the attorney's statement is blaming Merck for engaging in highly extensive and aggressive marketing practices designed primarily, if not solely, just to increase their profits on the drug. And when they were told, you know, you got to bring forth some evidence, well, they just pretty much attacked the plaintiff, and they didn't really give anything solid in their defense. All right, moving along in the quack report, large-scale study is linking your cell phone radiation to brain cancer. So an expert review panel looked at about, well, it was a $25 million study. It was carried out by the National Institutes of Health, National Toxicology Program. And their panel discovered radio frequency radiation that was emitted off the cell phones is being linked to not only brain tumors, but heart disease. And it's also showing up in carcinogenic tumors and stuff are showing up in animals that are exposed to this radiation off the dirty electricity off these devices. The results revealed that exposure to radiation was a definitive link that increased the risk of certain heart and brain cancers. The greater the exposure was, the greater the risk increased, and it exhibited a dose-dependent relationship. So there's more than a casual connection there, so more studies, I'm sure, will be done on your cell phones and other gadgets that give off radiation. So, you know, don't sleep with them. Just don't. Kids are coming up with brain tumors because they stick their phone under their pillow. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Okay, Frank, you made me laugh. All right, we got about a minute before we got to go to our break. I'm watching the clock, Frank. We're going to talk about these decongestants, you know, because we've talked about kidney stones recently, and no one really wants to have pain associated with trying to pass a kidney stone. It's very uncomfortable. And more people are experiencing kidney stones for a variety of reasons. And one reason is there's this increase in decongestant use, especially in spring, fall, and winter months. So people are usually unaware that decongestants can create kidney stones or, at the very least, make kidneys irritated. So if you had a kidney stone, you're at a greater risk of having more in the future. So we're going to take a look at how we can decongest, but without putting our kidneys at risk, okay? Now, drugs that offer risk, you know, urologists will often hand their patients a list of common medicines that can put
them at greater risk of developing more kidney stones. And they are basically your Afrin, your Zicam's Extreme Decongestant Relief, your Neocyphrine, your Sudafed PE, and your regular Sudafed. So when we come back, more on this. Don't go anywhere.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk. Yeah. And we're going to be smart out there, and we're going to learn how to decongest and save our kidneys from all this distress. You know, there's some other medications also that can create kidney stones, which are, you know, your diuretics. They tend to give them to people with high blood pressure, kind of remove the blood, the water from the blood drops, the blood pressure. It's an artificial lowering of blood pressure. It's and diuretics actually can increase calcium in your urine that creates more stones. The protease inhibitor drugs also, they give them to people like HIV, AIDS patients. It increases also the risk of kidney stones for them about 10%. And anticonvulsants can also do the same, as well as steroids. If you're on long-term use of steroids or corticosteroids, it increases calcium absorption, creates the stones. Then there's the chemotherapeutic agents. They give those out for cancer patients. It breaks down the cells and creates more uric acid and stones. Chemotherapeutic agents do that. The urosuric agents, commonly known as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, people take them for gout and other painful conditions. And these drugs actually release uric acid from tissues, causing more stones. And then, of course, some antibiotics like your amoxicillin, your ampicillin, the sulfa antibiotics can create a risk of kidney stones. So be aware that you could be on some drug-induced kidney stone therapies. Now, diet does matter because what you eat and drink can also influence whether you can develop more stones. So the average person really is kind of on a dehydrated side. And this can contribute to more mineral buildup in the filters of your kidneys. So drink more water and less dehydration type of beverages. You want to avoid things like caffeine and alcohol that dehydrate the system. And there are some high oxalate foods that will increase the development of calcium sticking to the filters of your kidneys and creating more stones. So that would be spinach, rhubarb, grits. Anybody like in the South eating grits? Bran cereal, this refined salt, your table salt, sodium, your shellfish and meats, because the animal proteins increase urine acids, and it lowers the citrate, and it creates this environment for more stones to develop. And also, don't ever have soda. Soda will draw calcium out of the bones and give you more stones. Other conditions to worry about. Other health conditions that will increase the risk of kidney stones, such as digestive diseases that normally are, you know, inflammatory-type diseases like Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis. These conditions limit urine output, and so the body absorbs more oxalate. So being overweight can, increase your risk of kidney stones. Body mass indexes of 30 or more will increase your risk of having kidney stones. So patients that tend to undergo the weight loss surgeries like the gastric bypass will also be at risk of developing more stones. So let's get to those decongestants, because there are products on the market that reduce your symptoms of congestion without actually addressing the cause of your congestion. And these drugs are often promoted to help reduce mucus. One popular product is that Mucilex that you see, that little, spud mucus character that they have in the commercials. So consumers really are not aware that prescribed or over-the-counter drugs are creating a lot of drug-induced kidney stones by a minimum of 2%. And many medications increase the crystals that are in the blood and urine, which increases the risk of stones. So according to the FDA, Mucilex will increase the risk of kidney stones and renal failure if you take the drug for more than 4 weeks. So for the list, if you want a list of medications that can cause kidney stones, you want to visit the emedexpert.com website. That's emedexpert.com. And you just want to search kidney stones when you get to their site, and they'll give you a list of drugs. Here is a quote from healthme.com. They say, FDA reported based on 11,697 cases of people who have side effects and renal failure when taking Mucilex for a month or longer, more females than males developed renal failure. And this is from the CDC. 20 million Americans have chronic kidney disease. 600,000 are on dialysis. 100,000 are on kidney transplant lists. And 16,000 transplants are done each year. So we've got a lot of kidney disease out there. And some of it is being, promoted by medications. All right, let's look at some supplements that now can put you at risk of more kidney stones. There are some supplements that can increase your risk of kidney stones, and these are isolated nutrients, which makes them drugs. When they isolate or synthetic copycats, I call them vitamin wannabes. These are really no longer a supplement or a food source. They're a drug when you do this. So these are vitamins, or these are drugs masquerading as vitamins, really. So the problem is that most consumers are really not using whole food supplements, but they're using these isolated ones, and the chemistry is wrong. For instance, your calcium supplements, these are isolated elements made usually of dolomite, which are rocks, seashells, or cow bones. And then your vitamin D supplements, which are isolated chlorcalciferol, and it's usually taken from lanolin, which is lamb's wool. Vitamin D actually magnifies the calcium in your blood. So if you want real, organic, balanced calcium, you can eat some fish, have some eggs. They all contain natural vitamin D. And if you want a free list of foods that have natural vitamin D, you can contact the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they'll send it to you for free, either through email or regular mail. If you want to give them a call, their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or you can visit them, drop them a line off their website at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. All right, now our kidneys are really precious organs, and so the main function of your kidneys is to remove waste product and also excess water from your blood. So where there are renal problems, it's very dangerous because water, waste, and toxic substances can build up and cause problems. So these problems can be anemia, high blood pressure, diabetes, acidity in the body fluids, cholesterol problems, fatty acids, hormone impairment, which all can be messing with the kidneys, and even bone disease. So the kidneys have an important job to protect you from those types of diseases. So your kidneys will perform a very important service for you. And you know what? Our Creator, God, made your kidneys to filter about a quart of blood per minute. All right? So that's all the body's blood passes through your kidneys every 7 minutes. So, which, you know, contain about 2 to 4 million filtering mechanisms in each kidney. So therefore, your kidneys can't be sick and perform this function. And when they do get sick, the result is dirty blood, you know, bringing disease and eventually death. So if you want to know how delicate your filters in your kidneys are, when you open your Bible, because I know you're going to read that later, right? The pages of your Bible are that really, you know, delicate tissue paper. Usually they print a Bible on that. That's like how fine your filters are in your kidneys. So very delicate. So now there are several herbs that I like to use to help cleanse and strengthen kidney function. And juniper berries works like a diuretic, a blood purifier, and an antiseptic. Juniper is from the pine family, and it's such a good antiseptic that it can be used on surfaces and disinfect them. That's probably where your pine cleaners got started. So the oil in the juniper berries destroys unwanted yeast microbes, excellent for UTI, prostate problems, and also kidneys. Now, the kidneys that are really fragile, weak, they may not be able to tolerate the oils in juniper too well. So you might want to use a juniper-free version of any kind of organ cleanses if your kidneys are weak. You know, cleanse them, get them strong, and then you can later on use juniper. Now, the Juniperversi leaf is it assists the urinary tract, clears the cystitis, and it also stimulates the production of ephedral cells, which sick kidneys have trouble producing. And your parsley herb, your corn silk, and your dandelion root are all natural diuretics, and they also correct difficult urination problems, and they're excellent for also the prostate. I like also to add in horsetail. It's a diuretic. But the primary effect of this herb corrects bladder problems like incontinence, bedwetting. Has this astringent property to it. It tightens up inflamed tissue, gets rid of toxins from the urinary, and it does it with its natural tannins. It also helps with any spasms that can be associated with urinary tract infections, which cause a lot of discomfort. Burdock root is also on my list for cleansing the blood part and taking a lot of burden off the kidneys. And then marshmallow root, I like to add that because it tends to bind to the toxins to help the body eliminate them, while it also soothes, inflamed, tender tissue. So it kind of gives a little TLC as well as detoxifying. Now, if you're looking for all these herbs, guess what? You're going to find every one of them in the Kidney Bladder Cleanse Kit. It's a 2-week cleanse. And gentle yet effective, so you can check it out. The people that make it are Apothecary Herbs. ThePowerHerbs.com is the website. And you can view it on their website at ThePowerHerbs.com if you want to check that. Or give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, ThePowerHerbs.com. And you can get a free product catalog as well. So if you want to check it out and look it all over, do so. And just get a catalog. They're free. Catalogs are free. All right. I know I'm coming up to a break. I'm bumping up to the break. So when we come back, I want to talk about some of the herbs that will help you naturally decongest so you don't have to risk your kidneys. So we'll be right back.
Bust it.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talking about protecting your kidneys and staying clear of a lot of these drugs that create, you know, kidney stone induced problems. And so right before the break, I mentioned I was going to tell you how you can decongest with herbs instead, because the commercial over the counter and prescribed decongestants really can put a lot of burden and greater risk of developing kidney stones and possibly even renal failure. So I like to rely on herbs to help decongest. So if it's the sinuses that I need to decongest, I like to combine circulatory herbs with antibacterial and anti-inflammatory herbs to open up and drain the sinuses and remove the mucus, because that's the cause of the problem. And if it's chest congestion, and sometimes your sinuses can give you bronchitis, I like to use herbs that will fight infections as well as dilate bronchial tubes to help expel or cough up the mucus real easy. So if you're interested in learning how to do that, there are a couple of items at the powerherbs.com website made by Apothecary Herbs that you might want to look at. The Echinacea Deluxe formula is their sinus formula to help open up and drain the sinuses. Their pain anti-inflammatory also helps shrink swollen tissue so you can recover faster, and they have that in regular and extra strength. And then for the bronchitis chest congestion, we like to use the pneumonia kit, great for bronchitis. So those items are there at thepowerherbs.com. So if you want to give Apothecary Herbs a call to either order or to empower yourself by looking through their free new catalog, give them the call. And the toll-free number is toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. That is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. The Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And don't forget, get a free catalog and peruse that. And if you have questions, give them a call. Give them a call. All right, so we're going to talk about the food, our modern time food mechanisms that we have in all the stores, because a lot of times they don't even resemble food anymore. They're kind of these lab chemical things. Because in modern times, we've actually added to our food health some risk, cataclysmically, really, with all these chemicals and genetic engineering. And most people have some inkling of food chemicals may be bad, but they're really not sure what all the dangers are. And recently, we came across some reports on genetic engineered foods and herbicides, and the report was analyzing data from dozens of scientific sources, and they found a correlation link to 22 diseases. So we're going to take a look at it. Now, this was a study that was done in September 2014, showed up in the Journal of Organic Systems, and it reported on genetically modified foods. They should never have been approved or released to the market, according to the report, because of the devastating effects on human health. So the study's title was Genetically Engineered Crops, Glyphosate, and the Deterioration of Health in the United States of America. This study involved people from the International Federation of Organic Agricultural Movements and also Phillips School of Geology and Geophysics at the University of Oklahoma. Now, according to the scientists, there is a huge incidence and prevalence of chronic disease being reported in the U.S. since the increased use of glyphosate herbicide in 1974. You may know it as Roundup. So all the use of these chemicals, and then you add the genetically modified crops, which need more of the glyphosate, and you've got a recipe for a problem. All right, so what is the point of attack? Well, the research is pointing to the herbicides on the crops, and now inside the genetically engineered crops as being the endocrine system disruptors, and the herbicide is also, they say, a destroyer of your gut flora. It causes a lot of destruction to your DNA and causes DNA to mutate. The scientists also drew from a truckload of data in the government databases detailing the creation and use of glyphosate. And this date was this data was kind of like a roadmap of the epidemiological damage that the glyphosate's doing and creating all these diseases. So using the government data, they created this time series stamp correlating 22 diseases, and these were Pearson correlation coefficients. So they were all double-checked, triple-checked, that kind of thing. So here is the data result that showed that your herbicides and their genetically modified foods that need herbicides in order to grow, they have kind of created a pandemic level of disease. And here's the list: hypertension, stroke, diabetes, obesity, metabolism disorders, Alzheimer's, senility and other dementias, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, autism, inflammatory bowel diseases and infections, kidney disease or renal failure, thyroid cancer, liver disease, hepatitis, bladder diseases, pancreatitis diseases, myeloid, leukemia, and the list can go on, but we don't have enough time. So I was just shocked when I read this, and you know, the government knows about it. See, it's all in their database. So the research team found that these coefficients were greater with genetically engineered corn and soy. So if you're eating any of that stuff, you're more likely at a greater risk. So the facts are telling us that serious illness is increasing to affect even younger and younger people, making the U.S. the leader in neurological diseases and death. So the research team noticed that during the increase in diseases, it correlated with the increase in the amount of use of glyphosate herbicide used on crops. So they further stated that genetically engineered crops use a lot of glyphosate and not less of it. So this happens when, you know, the genes of the plants are altered and they need to, and they're able to tolerate more of the herbicide. So this makes the plants absorb more of the herbicide without mounting a defense or dying from it. And people and animals are then eating more herbicides than ever before. And it's an accumulative effect. None of this 5 parts per million, you know, stuff. You're getting more of that. Here is a quote from the Annual Review of Public Health in 2012, Volume 33. They said, within the last 20 years, there has been an alarming increase in serious illness in the U.S., along with a marked decrease in life expectancy. And then the Autoimmunity Research Foundation in 2013 said this, an astounding 25%, over 5 million of the U.S. population is suffering from multiple chronic diseases. Not seen ever before in history prior to the 1970s. That was before glyphosate was used. All right. Now, glyphosate is the most widely used herbicide, and it is an active ingredient in your Roundup. And according to the Environmental Sciences of Europe, several chemists are reporting their findings in June of 2014, and it was in the Journal of Food Chemistry. They said the GMO industry lied to the FDA about GM foods being no different than foods that were hybrids. The FDA accepted that answer without requiring genetically engineered food to be tested for safety. So the researchers assure us that the facts about GM foods being safe were distorted. So we're told that the GMO industry is taking multiple genes, transferring them across biological organisms, and redefining them. So they're recreating creation is about what they're doing. So plants and animals are being redesigned in ways that do not occur in nature. And the GMO industry is destroying the classified order of living things that belong in separate kingdoms, families, classes, genus, and species. So they are taking plants and fungi and viruses and bacteria that should be separate, and they are interbreeding them with great scientific effort. So it is a deliberate act to take different families of living organisms that normally do not interbreed and force them to interbreed. And that is what genetic engineering does. It transfers genes between kingdoms. It is essentially science dismantling God's creation. Another point that the researchers made was that in hybrid forms of food, you do not use constructed transgenes, which are bacteria, viruses, fish genes, and other plant genes, and you don't combine them. So therefore, your genetic engineered food is not the same as hybrid foods. Here is a quote from the FDA. They said, "It is up to the biotech companies that manufacture genetically engineered seeds to research and determine the safety of their products." Well, then why is there, why is FDA associated with safety? They're not, if they're not going to keep anything safe. Here is a quote from, this is from Monsanto, who makes Roundup, your glyphosate. They say, "Since its discovery in the early 1970s, the unique herbicide active ingredient glyphosate has become the world's most widely used herbicide. It is effective, ecological, environmentally safe." Aha. Most widely used. So you're talking about global poisoning here. So now, according to chemist Dr. T. Bone, he contributed some research on the genetically modified foods in an article in the Journal of Food Chemistry, and he was able, without a doubt, to distinguish chemically the difference between organic and conventional and genetically engineered soybeans. He stated that there is a difference in vitamins, fats, and proteins. The genetic engineered soybeans have a significant glyphosate herbicide trait not found in organic or conventionally grown soybean. He used 35 nutritional elements to compare the characteristics, and he reported it was really easy to distinguish between the compositions. There is such a significant difference in the genetically engineered source, it is not the same as what is grown naturally. He said that the glyphosate is used on many crops, and it's an accumulative, and it is accumulative in water, soil, and air. And people are eating a minimum of 4.4 parts per million of herbicide on any crop treated with it. Yeah, they kept saying, you know, it's 5 parts per million, but you're not just eating one crop, are you? You know, multiply grains, vegetables, all those things, nuts, and see what you're getting there. So here are the crops that are treated with glyphosate herbicide. Wheat, barley, rice, canola seeds, dried beans, peas, sugarcane, sweet potatoes, soybeans, almonds, beets, corn, sugarcane, vegetables and legumes, grass hay for cattle, and shellfish. Go figure. I know I'm bumping up to a little break. So on the other side, we're going to delve into this a little bit more and come up with some hopefully protective solutions. We'll be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about, you know, how our food chain is just being dismantled, recreated, and becoming more toxic, and what could we possibly do about it? Well, you know, there was a German report in 2004 called Pesticide Management Science, and it was talking about animals and humans that have become seriously ill as higher amounts of herbicides are being used. They found high amounts of herbicides in the sick organs of cows, in their kidney, liver, lungs, spleen, muscles, and intestines. Now, remember, they treat all the grass with it to feed the cows. So the GE crops are supposed to reduce the need of herbicides, but the opposite resulted. And in 2013, the U.S. Geological Survey showed that 527 million additional pounds of herbicides were now being used. So German researchers estimated that the more herbicides that are used will increase the need exponentially by 50%. So if you got more genetically modified, the more herbicide you're going to need. So science is now showing us herbicides on our foods are slowly poisoning us and having an accumulative effect. So one review paper in 2013 called Interdisciplinary Toxicity stated that glyphosate disrupts our metabolic processes by blocking enzyme pathways. So all tissue in your body uses enzymes, and 75% of our metabolic system relies on these pathways to deliver oxygen and organic nutrition. So herbicides are slowly starving your tissues and your organs. This is a slow death, and no fingers are being pointed to at any one cause. So the herbicides are actually magnifying other toxins you may have in your body, such as your prescription medications and other chemicals used on crops, food preservatives, chemicals, and other environmental toxins you may come in contact in your occupation. So this creates a lot of inflammation and damages us on a cellular level. So herbicides are magnifying the destruction of the Western diet and creating an avalanche of disease within, well, pandemic proportions. So now the patent on herbicide glyphosate states that it kills beneficial bacteria in the human gut, which make us more vulnerable to digestive diseases. That's what's listed in the patent. So the use of herbicides is also creating resistance with certain types of bacteria like salmonella, botulism, and gram-positive strep, also gram-positive meningitis, endocarditis, and also gram-positive digestive spores, and pathogens that cause a lot of food poisoning. In a nutshell, they increase the risk of a lot of diseases and cancer, according to a 2012 report in the Journal of Environmental and Analytical Toxicology, which showed glyphosate in humans and other vertebrates increases our risk of cancer. So the herbicide disrupts endocrine system, causes sensitivity to estrogen, multiplies the estrogen levels, damages the cell DNA, and creates the cancer. So endocrine disruptors, such as herbicides, can also tell your healthy cells to die prematurely. And the report determined that your herbicides and your endocrine disruptors are creating these diseases. Diabetes, hypertension, obesity, Parkinson's disease, cancer of breast, prostate, liver, brain, thyroid, lymph glands, osteoporosis, Cushing's syndrome, thyroid malfunction and diseases, infertility, birth defects, erectile dysfunction, sexually developed problems, sexually identity dysfunction is cropping up in the report, neurological disorders, learning disabilities, attention deficit disorders, autism, dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and schizophrenia. Here is a quote from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the National Institutes of Health, and their Cancer Institute. They said this, April 2010, the population of the United States is bombarded with the variable cocktail of chemicals daily, in addition to genetically engineered foods with glyphosate. And then the Journal of Entropy, Volume 15, says the accumulation of these toxins as a result of low levels of poisoning over long periods of time leads to a high body burden of toxic overload on your cellular level. And wherever you're weakest in your genetic link is where you're going to have a problem. They go on to say we have data on 22 diseases, all with high degree of correlation and very high significance to herbicide. It seems highly unlikely that all these diseases can be random coincidence. And the American Academy of Environmental Medicine and the Proceedings of the Royal Society of Medicine, Volume 58, says this, with regard to genetically modified foods, several animal studies indicate serious health risk associated with these foods and the consumption of them, including infertility, immune dysfunction, accelerated aging, dysregulation of genes associated with cholesterol synthesis, insulin regulation, cell signaling and protein formation, and changes in the liver, kidneys, spleen, gastrointestinal systems, and there is more than the casual association between the genetically modified foods and these adverse health effects. So this isn't, you know, pie in the sky stuff. These scientists are saying, no, this is real. So according to all this research and these teams, they've poured over these decades really of data now and have concluded your herbicides are poisoning the people. It started in the 70s, but there was this big jump in this pandemic-like disease associated with herbicides in the 1990s when they started the genetically engineered foods that needed more of this stuff. So the scientists are stating their correlations have strength, and it's not coincidence. And the scientific and the healthcare communities have been informed of this research. The CDC, the FDA, they all have knowledge of these facts. So the herbicide-treated foods have created a pandemic of disease and the greater need for healthcare to help manage the disease. So this leads to a population panicked by the thought of no affordable healthcare coverage because they're so sick, but they're sick because they've been poisoned. So it is real important to know that the researchers, which summarized all this data in 2014 in the Journal of Organic Systems, had no conflict of interest. So the information can lead you to conclude that all the populations globally are being deliberately poisoned under the disguise of agricultural need to prevent world hunger. So why else would there have been a push for ordinances to deter people from having, let's say, family gardens and the government to take over your health care? You know, so the Western diet, poor diet choices, which could include your herbicide-filled crops, GM foods, is really supporting your scientific healthcare industry. Healthy people need to break free of that, and they need to remember basic foods are better and get away from all that conventionally grown stuff. And, you know, breaking free doesn't have to be hard. You know, people say, well, where do you start? Well, I would start with, you know, diet shift. You want to get away from conventionally grown. And when you spend more money on your organic fruits and vegetables, you don't need to buy as much volume because they're so mineral and vitamin rich. You don't need to eat as much. You're satisfied on less volume. So you're not going to be really breaking the food budget that much. And then you want to also detoxify any accumulation of these pathogens in your system, these chemicals, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, all these things that tend to settle in your joints, give you joint pain, make you more vulnerable to wherever your weakest link is. So that's why I like the cleanse and nourish approach, which I learned in herb school. It's so simple and basic, but it seems to work. You get rid of the toxins, and you supercharge the system with nutrition, and you don't recongest the system, and you got most internal medicine disorders whooped. That's right. And, you know, God didn't expect you to have to rely on a pharmaceutical industry to be healthy. And when God says herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, from Genesis to Revelation, we should take note of that. God can't lie. I mean, you know, what did you expect? You know, you're in the world, and the world is enemy to what God created. Okay, so you got to expect these things, and you got to be ready, and you got to prepare, and you got to stand up for yourself. So if you're interested in learning how you can cleanse and nourish your system, that's what the folks at Apothecary Herbs have been doing for almost 20 years. That's right, and they're experts at it. And they have some very good professional strength, whole food organic formulas for you. And they're very particular about their products and their ingredients. So you can give them a call and definitely get their free product catalog. They'll mail it to you. Or if you want to download the catalog off their website, you can go get it for free off their website and download it to your computer, whichever you want to do. And the number to call if you want to get it is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And that's toll-free in the United States and Canada. And, of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com. Because what this is putting the power back in your hands. You're taking back your health destiny. You're on a quest for better health, and you're going to find it. So it's a path. Most people, you've got to make your mind up. You're going to do it, and you're just going to do it. And there's really no going back. And once you discover how this is going to really free you up, you're going to be amazed why you didn't do it sooner. That's right. Thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And, of course, if you do the Internet and you want to get their free online newsletters with lots of health information that goes out each and every week, you can sign up for free. They have the American Survival and they have the Health Quest editions that go out each week, and sign up for either one or both if you want. And get empowered, you know, and definitely share information with your friends, family, because you want to pass on the empowerment, right? And being empowered means being responsible. Taking the power back, being responsible. All right, so that's what it's about. It's about doing for yourself, doing for your family, and being well out there. You know, none of this toxicity. I'm just so over the toxins. And once you start eating healthier, you're actually going to feel better. You actually feel the change. I mean, your cells just respond to some real organic nutrition. So you got to get off the glyphosate-grown stuff because it chokes off the nutrition that gets absorbed up into your crops. And you got to go organic and take responsibility. Be smart. Be savvy. Thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. I'm about out of time, but I want to thank everybody for your recent feedback. You've been sending me cards and letters, and I really, really appreciate that. We try to empower you each and every week, and I hope we're doing a good job for you. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure. So seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.